This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
And how you guys doing? Don't forget to hit the like and subscribe on this video and this channel, as well as my personal channel that's all independent biker related. Today we're going to be covering an article where nine pagans were arrested for a beating of a man, I guess over his colors, something like that. Also, the Hell's Angels are in the news. And then, of course, we have the Wall of Shame coming up. Okay, making the news today out of the Dundalk Eagle. There was a man, well, he was from there, arrested in an alleged motorcycle gang fight. This from 2 days ago. A fight between rival gangs at an Essex bar last week led to the arrest of seven men, two of whom were from Dundalk, according to court records. The men, who were allegedly members of the Pagans Motorcycle Club, were pulled over on their Harleys on August 23rd, it says, after police were dispatched to a report of a fight involving a gun at Sylvester Saloon in Essex, according to charging papers filed against the seven men who were arrested. Sylvester Saloon, I like that name. The charging papers, I wonder if they got Tweety Bird as a mascot, allege nine members of the Pagans beat down Kenneth LeBur, or Lieber, who was seen on surveillance footage sitting with three Pagans before one of them, later identified as Daniel Chesavage, 34, came around the table and struck Burr on the head, initiating the alleged beatdown. Throughout the chaos, Burr's wife, Jamie Burr, drew a pistol, according to the charging papers, but she was surrounded by five alleged Pagans members, one who drew a gun, and another two of whom, identified as William Dickens and Christopher Betty of Bellcamp, allegedly pinned her down and took the pistol. The Pagans allegedly ripped a Knights Motorcycle Club jacket off Kenneth Burr, as well as Ray Jr. Rockefeller and John Esco, who initially told police they did not know what happened and that nothing was taken from them. The police eventually arrived, and there was arrest and charges against, I believe, let's see here, one, two, three, four, five, something like that. Paper goes on to say the Pagans are a 1% outlaw motorcycle gang. Charging papers say, with a history of violence and club rivalries. Coming up next week, we're actually going to talk about the April Kaufman case that involved Freddie Angelo. And he was the a Pagans chapter president. We covered it in the past, and it was interesting, this article that came out about it, and it kind of walks through the whole case, so it's going to be interesting to see what they had to say in that when we cover it. Now, over to Yahoo News. Doctor tried to hire a Hell's Angel to silence witness an opiate scheme. And this according to the Forever Bother Italians. A doctor who was arrested in June 2020 and charged with trading fraudulent oxycodone prescriptions for cash allegedly attempted to hire a Hell's Angel gang member to silence a witness. Dr. Antonio Bravinsky was initially charged with selling oxycodone prescriptions to patients who did not medically necessitate it. The case shifted when it came to the FBI's attention that he wanted to hire an accomplice to intimidate and potentially kill a witness who would send him back to jail. When the information was deemed credible, the FBI set up a sting operation to catch him in a murder for hire plot. He allegedly told an acquaintance earlier this month that he did not wish to return to jail, saying he spent 5 days in a New Haven cell and claiming they were the worst 5 days of his life. When testimony from one of the witnesses threatened to put him back in custody, he reached out to an acquaintance he believed had connections with the famous motorcycle gang Hell's Angels. The acquaintance, instead of reaching out to the gang, contacted the police and told them what had happened. So, yeah, this was a guy's basically a fantasy in his head. It's funny how they use the big name clubs to, you know, put them in the spotlight and make them look bad because of what somebody else is doing. Anyway, we're going to go on to Hell's Angels hitman who killed in Dartmouth, granted parole. Got paroled here. He gunned down a man in Dartmouth over 2 decades ago and has been granted parole. Dean Daniel Kelsey, 47, will get a day parole as soon as a place is available, according to the parole decision. Quote, this homicide was apparently considered a contract killing carried out on the behalf of the Hells Angels. Sean Simmons, a 31-year father of two from Lower Sackville, was shot in the head on October 3rd of 2000 in the lobby of a Trinity Avenue apartment building. Hells Angel member Neil Smith ordered the hit because Simmons allegedly had an affair in the early 90s with the mistress of the president of the Halifax chapter of the Outlaw Motorcycle Gang. Quote, the victims have submitted their opposition to any form of release and how the murder of their loved one has affected them. They expressed their belief that you are not ready for any form of release. There was originally a life sentence. He was one of 4 people charged in the killing and was handed a life sentence. Quote, initially convicted of conspiracy to commit murder and first-degree murder, the sentence was increased twice, 2008 and 2015, for assault of fellow inmates. And in 2019, the Court of Appeal ruled the offense was a second-degree murder, still part of a conspiracy. As a result, your day and full parole eligibility dates were revised, making you eligible for parole since 2019. And that is the story out there. Now, the Wall of Shame right here in Chicago. 2 Chicago police officers charged in January beating of 17-year-old after car chase. I remember this. It was all over the damn news. Now, they were charged for allegedly punching a teenage boy in the face and head while he was on the ground about to be arrested following a January car chase. Officers Jeffrey Schaefer and Victor Gubera, both now in the Wall of Shame, were each charged with aggravated battery and official misconduct, both felonies, and appeared for a bond hearing. They both have been employed with the Chicago Police Department since February 18th, 2014. The alleged victim in the case was a 17-year-old boy who Schaefer and Gubera was pursuing on the 10th of January in the Woodland community after authorities say the teen stole a car, used it to strike a police vehicle, and allegedly pointed a gun at a cops. Well, at least they didn't shoot his ass, But they were charged with that in the January beating of a 17-year-old. So there you got that wall of shame, the news, and all that good stuff. One thing I like to say in this video, because the previous one released, was the interview with a law enforcement official, and people were asking, well, why did you do the interview, blah, blah, blah. Well, I like getting both sides of the story. We have subscribers that like that. Now, I also took it because I was able to ask questions that the mainstream media refuses to ask. A lot of it had to do with his opinions on motorcycle club profiling, or if all motorcycle clubs are gangs. It seems like some people have to put their listening ears on and hear the questions and response, the direction the interview is going. I'm not going to sit there and patty cake with somebody. No, I want the hard questions and hard follow-ups when I do interviews. It's, not one side or the other. There's both sides of the story that come out, and he wished to give their side. So we interviewed him, challenged him, stuff like that. Also, go over, and it's in the description box, go over to our Odyssey and BitChute channel. I am going to be releasing one video a week over on those platforms, ones that I'm unleashed, no censorship, and you'll really hear what I think over on that one, because no way in hell they would allow it on the YouTube platform. Or many other platforms for that matter. That's why we have our personal website, so we can put what we want over there. We got a weekly newsletter where I drop articles in that newsletter, and they're non-censored. So take it as you will. With all the news going on in the scene, I know a lot of people, well, you're talking about clubs. You know what? They're in the newspaper. They're in the news. That's what we do here. If you want independent stuff, on my other channel, we don't talk about clubs. It's all about the independent biker scene. So when you get people that say, well, why are you talking about this or that? That's club this and club... Stay out of the news. If you cannot understand that, or Hooked on Phonics don't work for you, I don't know what to tell you. The news is what it is. Sorry to say. Anyway, don't forget to like and subscribe the video. Also, don't forget to go over to InsaneVoltage.com or download the radio app 24/7 over there. And also, each video, you'll see a donation tab. That's for the Fallen Firefighters Fund. You can just hit that, donate, give them a couple bucks, go straight to them. Help out the firefighters that help out you. When you're running out of the building, they're running in. Remember that. I'll talk to you later. Have a good one, guys.
3 Throttle Radio app and listen to the hottest modern rock on the planet. No commercials at all. Just our rock and roll, baby. Download the Insane Throttle Radio app for Android now on Google Play. Rock on.